March 16, 1902. One should not seek his own comfort, or the esteem and the pleasure of someone else, but the sole and only pleasure of God. Oh, how hard it is to have him come for little! It is a continuous heartbreak and fear that he may come no more. Oh, God, what pain! I don't know how I live, though I live dying. Then he made himself seen for a little, in a pitiful state. With one arm severed, and all afflicted, he told me, "My daughter, see what creatures do to me. How can you want me not to chastise them?" And while saying this, he seemed to take a tall cross, the arms of which were hanging over 6 or 7 cities, and various chastisements would happen. In seeing this, I suffered very much, and he, wanting to distract me from that pain, added, "My daughter, you suffer very much when I deprive you of my presence. This must happen to you by necessity, because, since you have been close to the divinity for a long time, identified with it through its contact, you have enjoyed, as you pleased, all the pleasure of divine light. And the more one has enjoyed the light, the more he feels the privation of that light, and the bothers, the annoyances, and the pains which darkness brings with itself." Then he repeated, "However, the most important thing for everyone is that in each thought, word, and work, one should not seek his own comfort or the esteem and the pleasure of someone else, but the sole and only pleasure of God."